I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Better than you and you agree.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This jewel selection goes out to the former president down at Mar-a-Lago, sending out press missives, putting a target squarely on Wisconsin Speaker Robin Voss's back. Because Robin Voss had, you know, the temerity, as I would say, but, you know, did exactly what Trump would want him to do up to a point. Voss said yesterday there was widespread fraud in the state of Wisconsin. However, what Donald Trump really wants is, you know, by hook or by crook, the overturning of the Electoral College. Thinks it will somehow, you know, start the dominoes. Or at least that's what he's hoping for. A little bit of coverage of Robin Voss's night last night. Sort of a tough day for Voss. I bet he's going to be drinking some green beer later. A Republican schism over the 2020 election spills over as Speaker Voss spends a day traveling the state to manage party divisions. I bet it didn't work. Went all the way up to Plover. That's near Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Sort of northwestern Wisconsin. Last time I partied up in Stevens Point, I guess that's central Wisconsin. Kirk Bankstead, Minocqua Brewing Company, threw a hell of a party up there last summer. Me and Dom went. You know, we hate to miss a good party. It was at the Irish Bar, of all things. I bet they're partying today. Plover, Dateline Plover. The legislature's top Republican fought to manage divisions within his party Wednesday in a day of closed-door meetings that stretched from the hallways of the state capitol to a small hotel 100 miles north in central Wisconsin. See, it was central. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss spent more than an hour in the capitol hearing room with a group of Republican fringe voters, my characterization, pushing to overturn the 2020 election before traveling to Plover to meet with party leaders to find unity, but was greeted with a rally largely convened to call for his ouster. I see signs that say decertify or dethrone. Here's another one. Toss Voss. And another. Shut down the Voss cartel. That's what they're saying about the Republican leader at the Republican event in Plover last night. Here's a quote from Voss. Boss Voss, some call him. I went through Act 10. I know what it's like to have some people not have all the information and not understand the ramifications of, you know, where we are. That's okay. I'm fine with that, he told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after a nearly three-hour meeting with county party leaders at a conference center in Best Western Hotel in Plover. Nothing but the Best Western for you, Speaker Voss. Here, again, is what Voss said. I feel very good about my position. Our caucus is in a good place. That's what he's telling the press last night after the three-hour closed-door meeting. I feel good in my district. Well, no doubt, you gerrymandered yourself. So I think people want us to move on. Well, I know that he wants to move on, but as he was speaking to the press last night, the crowd across the street chanted, "Toss Voss," and shouted, "Traitor." Now, that's not exactly hang Mike Pence, but you get the gist. But earlier Wednesday, Voss met with supporters of the impossible and illegal idea of decertifying the 2020 election. They viewed the event as productive for their effort because Voss told reporters afterwards he now believes widespread fraud plagued the contest. He does not. He's making that up. He's lying, despite state auditors saying otherwise. Here is what Jefferson Davis, the aptly named one of the leaders of this fringer movement, he has never said those words, so we got the needle to go from here to here. According to Jefferson Davis, the former Menominee Falls Village president who met with Voss in the Capitol. And he told that to the Plover rally crowd. Dozens, I suspect. The rally featured Rep. Tim Rantham, the guy that threatened to punch Voss in the nose yesterday, who's running for governor in the Republican primary, largely on a platform of decertifying the 2020 election and the momentum that materialized after Voss disciplined him over false election claims. Well, the guy claimed that Voss had, what, signed contracts with Hillary Clinton's lawyers, and they were all conniving together. That's what he says about the Republican leadership in this state. A little bit more. Rantham was kicked out of the Capitol meeting that morning by Voss, prompting Rantham to tell reporters assembled outside that Voss could be committing a crime by not advancing legislation to decertify the 2020 vote. But Ramjam also did not provide evidence for the claim, meaning, you know, is it against what law? What law, Ramjam? Could you name the law? You cannot. Voss said he gathered a group pushing to override Biden's victory to hear their case for the idea of decertifying the 2020 election, which Voss and legal scholars have maintained is an illegal fantasy. Yeah, life is just a fantasy. But a growing number of Republicans in the party space agree it should happen. They want it to happen. According to the Langlade County GOP chairman, Terry Brand, here's his quote. I would say half the comments had to do with decertification, and the balance of them, a lot of them, didn't make any sense to me, said Brand, who supports the idea. They didn't even make sense to the fringer who was there. He's like, I don't even get what they're saying. I guess it was productive in the way that we identified how a lot of other county chairs feel about certain issues. It's the first time ever a meeting like this has been called. Yes, these are rare and unusual times. The discussions with the certification supporters and county party leaders were scheduled as Voss defends himself against a growing number of Republicans in the party's grassroots who view him as a roadblock to rooting out voter fraud and decertifying the 2020 election and calling for his resignation. Decertification backers brought American flags and signs that read, "Fix 2020 first," to the tiny third floor Capitol hallway outside the hearing room that also was held yesterday. They held signs that read, "Voss no mas," and "Prosecute Voss." Oh, they all rhyme, sort of. They brought them all to the rally in Plover. One last quote. "I've tried to do my best to get this on the front burner to get closure. That's all I've wanted," Rantham told reporters. "You should be in there too, though. The freedom of the press. That's truth and transparency. Open, honest government. Right now, we're witnessing that that's not the case." Well, I'm giving you your coverage and your Jewel song and reporting the fact that you, what, wanted to punch Robin Voss in the nose. I find that very newsworthy. Now, come back. Joe Ozepecky, my Irish Dem strategist buddy from the great state of Wisconsin, will talk politics. Come back with us.